Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I ever have a set, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris filling in as I do every week. Ian and Dan here with me, and we're glad you're here with us too. Hi, guys. How, everybody okay?
Yes.
Good, Paul.
Everything's fabulous except the weather.
Oh, so hot.
Beautiful.
Can't stand it.
Man.
Had to put on the sunscreen today.
Joe Hipperson will be thrilled today.
Oh, he will.
He loves this weather.
Really?
Yes.
Wet and cold.
This is his 85-degree day for most people. This is, yes, he'll be in heaven.
The only reason I like today is because I have hay fever, and I have this app on my iPhone for an allergy alert that I check every day. And today is on a scale of 12. I don't know why they do it on a scale of 12 instead of 10. Ridiculous. There are times in the spring and summer here in St. Louis when it's up to like a 10 or an 11 on a scale of 12. Today was 0.6.
All right.
Woo-hoo!
Which means you can actually, with your allergies, go outside and take a deep breath. There are only about 5 months of the year when I can do that. It sucks that we have it in this particular weather. We'll have the Harris Challenge for you later on, and I have a new batch of knuckleheads in the news to share with you as well. And, of course, you're always welcome to be a part of the show at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. Cell phone star KTRS. I have a slew of things on my desktop here that I want to talk about, and I promise we'll get plenty of phone calls in here, but here's the oddest story I saw today. In France, in northeastern France, they're apparently the number one honey making capital of the world.
Wow.
So there are a bunch of these people who have, and I didn't know this is what bees are kept in. I just thought they were kept in hives. But apparently the word is an apiary.
Oh, I didn't know. Not to be confused with an aviary.
Aviary, which would be birds. So this is an apiary, and in this one particular town called Ribeauville, or Ribeauville, however it would be pronounced in French, they noticed that the bees were making honey in blue and green.
Whoa.
Far out.
It turns out that the bees, as they would fly around doing their pollination thing, were going down the road to where there's this plant that makes the candy shell for M&Ms for Europe. Not for here in the U.S., but for Europe. And, of course, they make those in red and blue and green and yellow and brown for the M&Ms. And so the waste from whatever that process is was getting into the water or whatever it was outside that plant. And the bees would go there and kind of get infected, I guess would be the word, with the blue and the green and all that sort of stuff, and then come back to the hive.
And transfer it into
the honey. Here's the part about this that I don't get. The guy who runs one of these apiaries says, to me, that's not honey me. That's not honey. I can't sell that. I will not sell blue or green honey.
Oh, man. You would think that would be like jackpot. I have
This guy, I think, is missing out on $1 million idea.
Oh, my goodness.
Our entire lives, not our lives, generate thousands of years. Honey has been
one color.
That honey brown color, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you come out. I mean, remember, we live in a world where people go crazy for Halloween Oreos. It's the same as a regular double stuff Oreo, but they colored the cream orange. And my wife goes right to the store like the first day they're available. Woohoo! Halloween Oreos!
That guy's name's going to be a trivia question later on in life, because someone else is going to take that and run with it and make millions.
I think you're right.
Yeah, they make that, what is it, purple or green ketchup and for the kids and stuff.
Yes.
And there's a reason for, people like quirky things like
that. Now, here's what I think is part of the problem with being in the honey business. I don't know about you, but my wife and I have that squeezable bear.
Yes.
Honey.
Yes.
I don't even know what the brand name is. All I know is once every 10 years, we go to the store
and get a new one. Because, honey never spoils. It,
right.
It can get real hard, but all you have to do is microwave it, and it's back to its natural form.
I think if we left the top off, does it go bad if it exposed to the air?
I don't know.
Or does
I don't
it just
think
crystallize?
It can spoil at all.
Okay. Regardless of whether it spoils or not, we don't use that much honey. We're not tea drinkers, so we're not putting it in there. We don't cook at home all that much. So really, if they sold honey in a 1 ounce container, that would easily take care of us for a couple of years instead of the giant bear. So maybe this guy looks at it and goes, look, the people we sell honey to, they want pure honey-looking honey, and that's it. But I really think that this guy's blowing it.
Jeez, yeah.
What an idiot.
So that's just one of the odd stories on my desk this morning. Oh, the other one I want to mention is that Facebook announced yesterday that they have 1 billion users. Now that's... That means 1 in 7 people on this planet is using Facebook.
I believe it.
I call BS.
Well, no, I mean, because, like, myself, personally, I made an account for my cat.
Yes.
I would say probably 30% of those are joke accounts, or even, pet accounts or things like that.
And plus, how about every corporate account? I'm starting my new Facebook page for Blue and Green Honey.
Right now?
I mean, I guarantee you there are Facebook pages for Chex Mix and John Deere Tractors and Vaseline and Levi's Jeans and Dr. Pepper, and every company in America uses that because it's free advertising for
That's
them.
Probably like a quarter of them, easy.
Oh, I would put it higher than that. I think maybe half of them are that. The other half, well, no, I would say 45% are people under 25 who have time at college and high school when they're supposed to be doing other things.
Yes.
And they're on Facebook checking with their friends. I'm talking about my daughter in particular here. You got to realize KTRS has a Facebook page.
Right.
And the large morning show in the afternoon has a Facebook page. And the other shows on the station have a Facebook page. We'd probably generate 20 Facebook pages just in our studios alone, not even counting the office where they run the radio station's Facebook page. So you can't tell me it's 1 billion users. You may have a billion different accounts,
yeah.
But most of those are corporate accounts, and I know the Supreme Court said that corporations are people, and Mitt Romney says the same thing and all that. but I don't think that counts, and I think that that's a cheap way of saying that. For instance, I think it's the same as email addresses.
Oh, sure.
I have at least 5 email addresses that I know of. And I say that I know of because I'm sure I had some years ago. For instance, there was a time when we had Charter cable at our house for about a year. We were on Charter. Well, when you get Charter, they give you blah, blah, blah at charter.net.
Right.
Paul Harris at charter.net.
Never used it, probably.
Never, ever used it. Now we're on AT&T Uverse at my house, so we have blah, blah, blah
AT&T.net.
Exactly. Yeah. And they set them up for everyone in your family. So there are millions, tens of millions of those email addresses that are out there. I probably have 3 Yahoo addresses that I never, ever, ever look at. But I set them up years and years ago. I don't even, is CompuServe even still around?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man, I don't know.
But that was the first online system that I used when I got my first computer in 1986.
Wow, CompuServe.
There were no
Bat and Prodigy.
Exactly. I had a Prodigy account at AOL. AOL account. Those are still out there. Now, do I count those? Oh, well, if you include those, I probably have 25 different email addresses. That's how Facebook counts their users.
Well, you know, I have three. Thinking about it, when you mentioned AOL, I haven't been on AOL in so long, but I have three AOL email addresses.
Mm-hmm.
Just AOL alone.
Yeah. Why am I glad we don't get those discs in the mail anymore?
Oh goodness. Man.
Remember, you get to get those. Not only did you get them from AOL.
1,000 free hours.
Yeah.
Not only would you get them from AOL, but you'd get them from every company AOL did business with.
Yeah.
And then for a while, if you ever went out and bought a new computer, the AOL thing was built into the screen so that you could sign up for AOL.
Oh, that was so tedious, You'd have to log in and wait for the three screens. Logging in. Hold on. The modem is in.
It was called the handshake. That's it. That's it right there.
You've got mail.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the people that don't have access to high speed and still have to use dial-up. That would be like being locked in a padded room for me.
It would be like having an old dial telephone.
Oh, yes, rotary. Where
you can't store any numbers or any of that sort of stuff. The other day, I heard somebody on a TV show or in a movie we were watching referred to, I've got him on speed dial.
Yeah.
Speed dial? My entire phone is speed dial now.
Right.
I don't know my brother's phone number. I haven't known my brother's phone number for 15 years because as far as I'm concerned, all I have to do is touch his name with my thumb.
Look for brother, yes.
That's the problem. I had a friend of mine that lost his phone. And he's on Facebook and trying to get with everyone. I need your phone number.
Yeah.
Send me your phone number.
Same thing happened to my daughter. She lost the phone that she had a few years ago.
Yeah.
And at the time, you know, high school kid, of course.
I would know five of the numbers if I lost all mine. That would be it out of the, you know, 100 or 200 numbers I have on my phone.
I think I would bet you that I don't know more than 10 phone numbers. Although, here's the odd thing. I know Ricky Brody's phone number from 8th grade.
You remember your home phone number when you were growing up and stuff like that. And it's like Temple 1.
Well, it's easy for me. My mom still has that phone number. The same phone number she's had for 50 years.
Wow.
Yeah, my parents still have the number I had growing up.
Yeah.
Wow.
484-4094. Ricky Brody, if you want to call him. His parents are dead, and he doesn't live there anymore, so I don't know what's going to happen when you call that number. Oh, man. Yeah, you mentioned the Temple thing. I loved it when we used to have to say those names that were in there.
Yeah, Klondike and Temple.
Mayfair this or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Not in there anymore. My daughter is probably only going to have, you know, I mentioned my mom has the same phone number for 50 years. My daughter will probably have the same phone number for 50 years because she'll never have a landline.
Oh, yeah.
The phone number that she has now and has had since high school, that's probably going to be her phone number.
Yeah.
20 years from now when I have to call her, I still won't know her number.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? I'm actually paying for her phone. You'd think I would know that phone number. You'd be wrong. No.
Honey, I lost my phone. Oh, that's send me your number.
Absolutely the worst. Here's something else I wanted to talk about this afternoon, and this I promise will go to the phones on 969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone *KTRS. Because I was talking to a friend about it this morning, and here's really the question: have you ever seen your occupation portrayed correctly in a TV show or in a movie? We started talking about it because he's also in radio. And we started talking about, you know, WKRP in Cincinnati was probably the first show that had a radio station in it. And then, you know, Frasier, he worked at a radio station, mm-hmm. had his own show on the air. And then there was News Radio.
One of my favorites.
Am I missing? Are there other?
Oh, you know, the only show or movie was the Howard Stern movie, Private Parts.
Yes.
I would think that is, if you want to see what radio is like, watch that movie.
Yeah, well, parts of that movie are very realistic to me because I worked at two of those radio stations, including the one in New York at NBC, and he got it right. But there was also a movie in the 70s called FM,
yes,
which was about this kind of hippie counterculture radio station in, where was it, San Francisco or somewhere where they got all upset because the Army wanted to buy time and put commercials on the air, you know, recruitment spots. And so they had a strike. And, you know, thousands of their hippie followers showed up in the street. Q Sky. Here's the great thing about that, from the professional perspective, because it was a stereo FM station, the DJs had two microphones. Which you don't need to have stereo broadcasting. No. The only part of the broadcast day on those radio stations that was in stereo were the records that they were playing. Not the DJ. He wouldn't suddenly be, now I'm on the left channel. Now I'm on the right channel. Now I'm on the left channel. So here's my question. I would think that probably cops get portrayed on TV the most.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors.
Oh, now all the CSI shows and the medical shows.
Yes, forensic pathologists and those kind of people, and lawyers. Those are probably the three top professions. But have you ever seen a character or any show that got your occupation right? Or if they got it wrong, I want to hear about it as well. You know, I'm sure there's somebody who's a UPS driver who said, Kevin James didn't do anything that I did. I'm the King of Queens. So 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. Jay, you're on the Big 550. Hi.
Hi, how are you? I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I have two things. I was in the Navy for a few years, and I worked in the room that they always show in the movies where it's dark and the radars. They have the radar and everything.
Yes.
Not even close. That was never good. They don't beep. There's no bleep.
That's you know what? That's one of the things that I always found funny. Some of the sounds that they put in for the movies for what's on screen. Like to this day, you'll still see something like somebody will look at a computer screen and something will be coming across the screen as if it were printing out like from an old teletype machine, and you'll actually hear like keyboard clicks like as it goes across the screen. Nobody's typing, but it's just showing up as your email, and it's exposed. Who has email that exposes one letter at a time?
Yeah.
So it was the same for you when you were looking at those screens. There wasn't anything that...
There's no bleeping, no.
No bleeping.
The other thing, I install fire sprinklers now. I'm a sprinkler fitter, and in the movies where they pull the fire alarm and all the sprinklers go off,
yes.
That does not happen. It's not even close to being real. That one always bugs me, too. My wife won't watch a movie if that happens. She'll want to turn it so I don't start
to... So what does happen?
The fire alarm goes off. The sprinkler heads only go off when they're set at a certain temperature. Each individual head has a little temperature thing. When it gets to 155 degrees, what they are, there's a little bulb that explodes, and it drops the plunger out, and water comes out of that head.
Right, there's a little glass tube in the sprinkler, and it's completely activated by heat, not by smoke, and certainly not by somebody pulling the lever.
Right.
So, yeah, you see that all the time when somebody has to make their escape from a building. But
they're... we want to be alone in the building.
That's right. How can we get all these people out of this building?
When the water comes out, it's all clear and pretty. In real life, it's stagnated and it's black. So the first bit of water that comes out is an oily black nasty.
Oh.
Why is that?
Because it stagnates in the pipe over time. Because the pipe's completely full of water, unless in most cases.
Of course.
And it stagnates and it's disgusting. And then...
It's like
you get
that.
Oily mess all over
it's
you.
Like that first time in the spring when you go out to your outside spigot on your house and you turn it on, and it goes. Same thing, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, those are two great examples, Jay. Thank you.
Thanks,
Tony. You're on the Big 550. Hi.
Happy Friday. I'm AM and PM.
Thanks, Tony.
Hallelujah. You were talking about remembering your first phone number. I can remember. Listen to this: 010-9345-634-64735. The number on my license when I first got up when I was 16.
That's your license?
Yeah.
What? Which license was that?
That's what I want. My driver's license.
Wow.
And the reason I memorized it because I got pulled over so many times.
I couldn't tell you.
Instead of getting my license, I'd be the educated derriere and just get verbally given my license number.
Did they go for that?
No.
You just did it because you were looking at it so often.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Tony, thanks for calling.
Thanks. Have a good afternoon. Have a good weekend.
You too. Enjoy the weekend. David, you're on the Big 550. Hi.
Hi. Big comment on the DJ with the tube microphone.
Yeah.
I was driving in California one time listening to a station, and they had, okay, we're going to tell the joke of the day. If you want the PG, turn your speaker to the left, and if you want
The R.
R-rated, turn it to the right. Uh-huh. That's the only time I've heard a voice use stereo on it.
And which one did you use, David?
I think it was the right side.
Always the right.
Yeah. I don't believe they actually did that, and they certainly didn't need two microphones for that. All they had to do was pre-produce something in the studio. But
it just seemed like...
Anyway.
That's a clever bit to do.
Yeah, it gave me something else to do while I was driving around down 101.
Dan, write that down someday for Frank to do when he does the joke at 5:30 one day.
Oh.
You know, on the left side, he can tell a regular joke, and on the right side, he can tell a sausage joke.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
We're on AM, though.
Oh, we're AM stereo.
Thanks for ruining. Thanks for ruining the bit, Dan.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, we are.
Thanks for calling, David.
Okay. All right, Paul. All right. I'll write that down.
Thank you. Just can't play along, can he?
No.
Jacob, hello.
I'm AM in the PM.
Hallelujah.
Well, my dad used to work in Cheyenne Mountain, and do you remember the movie War Games?
Yeah, Cheyenne Mountain is, at least in the movie, it was the home of NORAD.
I love
NORAD, exactly. Those are the only two things other than the blast doors that they showed in the movie were the only thing actual in that movie. Everything else is completely fiction from what's inside in Cheyenne Mountain.
The giant room inside where they've got all the screens and...
No, the blast doors where they're shutting them because they're locking down the mountain.
Yeah.
They got two big blast doors that shut. After that, the whole mountain blocked down, and that's the only thing factual. That big room, completely Hollywood.
Well, you know what? I would expect that to be that way. And by the way, those blast doors in that movie, the things that came out of the blast doors,
the locking pins,
locking pins, those are like the size of an SUV.
Well, I mean, they are pretty big, I mean, from what I can remember. So
your dad took you there?
Yeah, he did. He went back before September 11th when I was younger. We were stationed out in Colorado, and he worked up on the mountain.
Was that bring your child to work day at NORAD?
No, they had tours, and my grandparents were visiting, and my grandmother and myself and my brother went up there, and they just gave us a tour.
Jacob, you didn't screw with the Whopper computer, did you?
Oh, no.
No.
Would you like to play a game?
Shall we play a game? That's a good one, Jacob. Thanks for calling. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones, *KTRS. More after this.
Time for our first look at the roads with Tim Weiland.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan, and thanks. Well, we had an earlier accident that was on eastbound 44 near 141, so traffic coming in from Antire Road is pretty heavy, but westbound traffic, you've got stop-and-go traffic approaching 141 through Antire. Also, just a little heavy around Lewis Road. Looks like southbound 270 is slow now from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64, your slowdown starts Kings Highway through McCausland. A little slow from Spady out through Mason, then a couple little pockets towards the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, you're finding it heavy between Riverview and Jennings Station Road. Again, as you go past the airport and then from Earth City Expressway out to the Blanchette Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by the new Kia Optima Limited Midsize Sedan. Elegance, performance, technology. If you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to mykiastlouis.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Tomorrow, after a two-game road trip, the Missouri Tigers return home to take on the Commodores of Vanderbilt in a Southeastern Conference matchup. Hi, this is Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. This is just the fifth meeting between the two. Make sure you join us right here.
Coverage begins at 4:30. Game time is at 6. Get every pass, every play right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
After discovering and amassing some of the most sought-after hoards of gold coins of the past 100 years, the New York Mint is announcing the public release from its vaults of the famous $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. It's amazing that this hoard of coins even exists. When the nation was gripped by an economic frenzy in 1933, millions of gold coins were officially recalled and lost forever to government meltdowns. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of these sought-after $10 gold Indians on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now for free historical information. You'll also receive a collector's DVD absolutely free. Call 1-800-391-9558. All of these magnificent $10 gold Indians are security in uncertain economic times, so both collectors and investors will be eager to get their hands on this important part of American history. Act fast to ensure you don't miss this special opportunity. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-391-9558. That's 1-800-391-9558.
Southeast, it's what's inside that counts.
Hey, moms, have your kids been singing this?
How much stuff can you stuff in a stuffy till your stuffy stuffed in a stuff?
Of course they have, because stuffies is the hottest kids craze in the nation.
How much stuff can you stuff in a stuffy till your stuffy stuffed in a stuff?
Stuffies are the irresistible collection of plush, huggable animals you've seen on TV. Each one has 7 top secret pockets for kids to hide their treasures in. And each Stuffy teaches kids positive values. After all, it's what's inside that counts.
How much stuff can you stuff in a Stuffy so your Stuffy stuffed in a stuff?
Now, as part of our special radio offer, your child's Stuffy will arrive with a free full-size storybook and free super secret surprise inside, plus free shipping. Just go to Stuffies.com right now.
How much stuff can you stuff in a Stuffy so your Stuffy stuffed in a stuff?
Just go to Stuffies.com. That's Stuffies.com.
Guys, why is it important to increase your testosterone levels? Because testosterone is what makes a man a man. It's no secret as we age, our testosterone levels decline. So if you're a man and are experiencing any of the following symptoms, you qualify for a risk-free trial of Bravado. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your sex drive? Do you worry about your strength and libido? What about stamina and endurance? Well, if you want to promote your libido, muscle mass, and increase your testosterone levels, we're going to give you a risk-free trial of Bravado. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-500-4151. We guarantee once you try Bravado, you won't believe the difference. That's why we'll let you try it risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of this breakthrough supplement and increase your testosterone levels naturally. Call 1-800-500-4151. That's 1-800-500-4151. 1-800-500-4151.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity. More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity High Performance HR and Business Solutions. From recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
It's a rags-to-riches Cinderella story. It's a heartwarming musical. It's Daddy Long Legs, presented by the Repertory Theater at the Loretto Hilton Center October 10th through November 4th. And you can win tickets right here. How? Register at KTRS.com or text the REP to 84126. And it could be you and a friend joining McGraw-Millhaven at the REP on Friday, October 12th to see Daddy Long Legs from the Repertory Theater and the Big 550 KTRS.
It's been a while since anybody grooved me.
Hey there, sugar darling. Let me tell you something.
This King Floyd.
Girl, I've been trying to say now.
King Curtis.
King Curtis.
You look so sweet.
Confusing with Eddie Floyd.
I was talking about this the other day to someone. Do you think that you could go back and do music radio again?
In a second.
I think I could, too.
I still talk up songs in my car in my head.
Really?
Because I started out in Top 40 radio.
Yeah.
Hit the post.
Long, long time. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I worked on stations where, you know, sometimes you'd have to play the theme from Shaft, where, you know, he doesn't start singing until 2 minutes in.
Oh, yeah.
And our extended forecast for today and a couple of PSAs and all that sort of stuff just to hit the post.
Yeah. I think I could, too.
Do you do that in the car?
I do. Every once in a while, I do. And when you know there's an intro to a song where you have some time before they start singing, I'll do that and just kind of talk it up and like, I still got it.
Do you put,
yes.
on, do you put on the fake DJ voice? No. I do that sometimes.
No.
It's only 1-3-5-3.
If somebody else is in the car and you want to be screwing around, yeah. then yeah.
I had a lot of fun doing that because that I went to Broadcast Center, and that was the last two units of the course was to do a 2-hour air shift, and mm-hmm. I had a blast doing it.
I don't think you have to know that skill anymore because these stations that are music stations, most of them are voice tracking.
It's all done ahead of time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm giving out an industry secret here, but what the hell do I care?
yeah.
A lot of the music stations in town, the quote DJ goes into a room. They have a list of the songs that are going to be on their show that day. They record their intros and a weather forecast and a promo for, you know, Rib Fest this weekend or whatever it is that's coming up. And they time that out to the right amount. And then the computer plays that over the intro and they don't even have to be in the room when their, quote, show is on the air.
And, yeah, if we're pulling the curtain back, sometimes the people aren't even in the same city.
What?
Yeah,
you can crazy. You know, if it takes you less than an hour to do 1 4- or 5-hour shift, then you could do 4 or 5 cities in 4 hours and you know, take care of all the stations that the company owns. Wow. Not a problem for us here.
No.
We are all the stations that the company owns, and that's the way we like it.
Now, is this voice tracked?
No, this is actually live.
Okay.
Live to tape.
Because believe me, if this were editable, you wouldn't hear any of the stupid stuff that we actually do talk about on the show. If there were any way for management to clean up the show and make it tighter, they would have done it years ago. So back to the phones, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone *KTRS. We're talking about your occupation being portrayed correctly or incorrectly on TV or in movies. I loved the example of the guy who worked with sprinklers, installing sprinklers in buildings, and said the fire alarm, when you pull that, that doesn't set off the sprinklers. That was a good one, completely wrong in every movie and TV show. And I love the guy whose father worked at NORAD, and what was it, Cheyenne Mountain?
Yes.
Yes.
Which was in the movie War Games. So we'll add a few to that list if you want to join us this afternoon. Chuck, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Oh, I'm aiming in the PM, but I got it wrong with Dan. I was ringing in a telephone number that you probably never heard of.
Well, that's okay.
1-2-S-3. Have you ever heard a telephone number like that?
1-2-S-3. Is that like a ham radio kind of thing?
It's a rural telephone. It was 3 longs and 2 shorts. It'd go ring, 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 ring.
Wow.
And if that was your ring, you'd pick it up and listen. Even
so,
if it wasn't your ring, you'd pick it up and listen.
Yeah, so this was a party line, right?
Yeah. Yeah, usually 20 to 30 people on the same line.
And you knew that the phone call was for you based on how it would ring.
How many rings.
Wow.
Shorts and longs. And then but most people just listened anyway. They didn't care. And sometimes there'd be so many people on the line listening to your phone that there wouldn't be enough electricity energy to move it, so they'd have to ask people to hang up to finish their conversation.
So I was curious about this, Chuck. Did you do a lot of listening in? I mean, nowadays we have all sorts of ways to distract ourselves electronically, but in the days when there were such a thing as a party line, there must have been times where you're sitting around and dinner's
just
over. You just go in the other room and, well, you know, some people are probably making some calls. Let's listen in.
My grandmother did a lot of that. They used to know what was going on all the time, but I was a little too young for actually doing it. I have to get on the chair to get up the telephone, but I still remember the telephone number and the ring.
Chuck, I'm glad you called. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
My grandparents in the, I guess, my mom was born in 1924, so this would be in the 20s and early 30s. My grandparents had a payphone in their apartment.
Whoa. Oh, I've seen that before.
Because you'd have to put a nickel in to make a phone call. And the reason they did that, my grandfather was very smart about this. No one else in the building had a phone. This is the days when phones were very, very scarce. And no one else in the building had a phone. And he knew if they just got a regular phone, which he needed, he was an insurance agent, he needed to have a phone so he could call people and, you know, follow up on things and people could call him. But he knew that if they put a regular phone in, all the other people in all the other apartments would be... Hello, can we come in and use the phone?
Yeah.
And once he said, okay, we're going to get a phone, and he made it a payphone, that cut that stuff out right away. Every once in a while, somebody would call, you know, or knock on the door. They had an emergency call they had to make, or they had to get in touch with somebody or whatever. Okay, where's your nickel?
Help chip in for the bill.
Yeah, there was no bowl of nickels near the phone either. You had to come in with your own. Eric, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. I teach high school chemistry. You might imagine a popular show these days that gets part of it really, really well documented.
Yeah, you're talking about Breaking Bad.
That would be it.
Which I mentioned a couple of weeks ago I was going to start watching on streaming on Netflix. I am so totally into this show. I'm like deep into the third season already, and I purposely have slowed down because I just found out there were only 5 seasons, and I don't want to finish it. You know, it's so good. I'm really into it. So is your classroom at least a little bit like Walter White's classroom? I don't mean you go out in the desert and make meth in your spare time, but is the classroom close?
Part of the first season, they get pretty accurate with some of his lessons and scenes that are actually showing students in the classroom, and he's performing demonstrations, and where he's actually teaching, it's fairly accurate. He does a lot of similar demonstrations that most high school chemistry teachers would do.
Uh-huh.
Some of the inaccuracies might be later on in the season when he starts to steal from the high school chemistry lab and take gallons and gallons and gallons of hydrofluoric acid,
yeah,
which may not be as common as they portrayed it in the show in most high schools.
Yeah, I always wondered, well, I've wondered for the last 2 weeks as I watched this show, is there really a storage of all sorts of really massive chemicals in a high school science department?
In some high schools there could be, but not as large as they want you to believe on that show. Probably not, no. There would be gallons, but there's not going to be cases.
We need a 55-gallon drum of sulfuric acid. Well, I'll just go down to the science department. I'll ask Mr. White. He, of course, has the key.
Yeah, when I was in high school, we were friendly with our chemistry teacher, so we would hang out with them after lunch in that room in between the two chemistry rooms. And, yeah, they had all the supplies and stuff in there.
Eric, is there pressure on you as a chemistry teacher to at least once a week do something cool, you know, explode something, make foam come out of a graduated cylinder, something like that, just to keep the students interested?
There's not necessarily pressure from the students. There's pressure from myself just to make the lessons as interesting as possible. But no, there will be weeks where something may not be appropriate for demonstrating or may not be necessarily worked into a lesson. But then there will be other weeks where we do it, you know, 3 times a week or something like that, apart from the labs that we do.
I always used to love chemistry classes with the gas jets and the Bunsen burners and all the rest of the stuff. So much cooler than the other science class where you put toothpicks in a potato and watch it sprout over the course of a month.
Well, you're a rare person to say that, because after I introduce myself to people and they ask what I do, I say, oh, I teach high school chemistry. And you can imagine the most typical response is, oh, I never really liked chemistry. I never understood chemistry. I never got chemistry, and I deal with that quite a bit.
Yeah, I didn't say I was good at it. I just enjoyed the fact that there was other stuff going on in there, and I had a cool chemistry teacher who did a lot of those demonstrations, and I'm guessing you're very much like that, Eric. I can tell.
Well, I try to be, and I try to be a little bit more entertaining, perhaps, than Walter is in his classroom. He comes across to be a little bit dry at times. So.
Here's the last question, then I'm going to let you go. If you had to, gun to your head, had to, could you make good meth?
I'm guessing yes.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Because I know some guys in Blue Springs in an RV who apparently... No, never mind. Eric, I'm glad you called. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
If you haven't seen that show, Breaking Bad, by the way, I recommended this to Frank a couple of days ago because he's trying to get me to start watching Boardwalk Empire again, which I gave up on in the middle of the first season.
I did too, yeah.
I didn't care about any of the characters. I think Steve Buscemi's a fantastic actor, but I just didn't care about it. This Breaking Bad, have you seen it?
No, I mean, I hear everybody talk about it, but yeah, I'm going to have to start from the beginning.
Yeah, get it on Netflix or, you know, rent the DVDs or whatever it is. Just phenomenal. And the thing about it is, it's a show that's, you know, unlike HBO, where it's a commercial-free show, Breaking Bad's on AMC. So it has commercials in it, but not the way I'm watching it. So the show's only like 47 minutes long, and then boom, I'm right on to the next episode.
Yes.
Linda, you're on the Big 550. Hi.
Hi, good afternoon, and I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, I just wanted to comment about the jobs that aren't realistically portrayed.
Yeah, what's yours?
I retired from the railroad, and what gets me every movie, when you see the train coming and the cars on the tracks and they crash into them, the car flies up and the train keeps going, that's not true. They have to stop.
Oh, you're talking about I thought you were talking about a train yard, but you're actually talking about like at a crossing, like in Kirkwood, maybe.
Yes.
Where somebody decides to go through the gates, and the train's barreling down.
Back to the Future 3, when the DeLorean was destroyed, the train came through and just kept going.
That's a good example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's my comment, and you guys have a good afternoon.
All right, Linda, I'm glad you called. We're back in a minute. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're looking for some serious fun when you wake up, it's McGraw in the Morning. Weekday mornings beginning at 6. Frank Opinion and the large morning show in the afternoon continues after this on the Big 550. Streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 till 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Dos Lunas Tequila, 100% Weber Blue Agave Tequila from the Jalisco Highlands in Mexico, and the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Hey, you know why thousands of homeowners have had their homes coated with RhinoShield permanent ceramic coating? To eliminate the hassle and expense of painting year after year after year. With RhinoShield's 25-year warranty, you coat your home once and you're done, guaranteed. And guys, not only can you scratch painting your home every few years off your honey-do list, RhinoShield comes in your favorite color, the color that makes your wife happy. RhinoShield is perfect for wood, brick, stucco, hardy board, steel, and vinyl. And unlike vinyl, RhinoShield resists mold and mildew. So why wait? Call now for your free estimate. 877-25-RHINO. RhinoShield permanent ceramic coating for your home or business. 877-25-RHINO.
Don't paint, don't vinyl. Go RhinoShield. Never paint your house again. RhinoShield.
RhinoShield permanent ceramic coating. It's more affordable than you think. Call 877-25-RHINO or visit 877-25-RHINO.com.
Royal Banks of Missouri is investing in St. Louis and is a proud sponsor of Missouri Tiger football on the Big 550 KTRS. Go to RoyalBanksOfMo.com.
Let's see how this rain's affecting the highways. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dan. It's affecting highways a lot. We've got a new accident now. It's westbound 44 at Lindbergh, blocking two right lanes. You can expect our traffic start slowing just a little bit west of Elm all the way through Lindbergh. Also, there was another accident on eastbound 44 at Antire Road. We've got an accident westbound 70 at Lucas and Hunt. Westbound 70 slowing also from Highway 270 to the Blanchett Bridge. You're heavy again, Mid-River Small Drive out through T.R. Hughes. And this traffic report brought to you by Chevrolet. Hurry into your local Chevy dealer today and get great pricing on a brand new 2012 Chevy like a Silverado, Suburban, Tahoe, or Traverse during Chevy Truck Month. Be sure to hurry in while supplies last. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Great American Fix-Up at the Home Depot, with new projects every week and big savings every day. Like 8-watt EcoSmart LED bulbs for just $9.97 each. Equal to 40-watt bulbs, each can save you up to $176 in energy costs over the bulb's life. And our free Saturday weatherization workshops can light the way to even more savings. It's the Great American Fix-Up, and it's going on now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
A couple minutes before 4 o'clock. The Big 550 KTRS, Paul Harris with the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Ian and Dan here with me. In case you missed the announcement yesterday, Tina has decided to spend more time with her family. She's got a grandkid and her own job to take care of, so she's no longer part of the show. But Joe Hipperson is, and he'll be along in about 15 minutes to talk about movies and what's happening in the clubs this weekend. And later on, Mike Evans will be here, and we'll have Bill Cleveland and the Harris Challenge and Knuckleheads in the News all in the course of the next couple of hours. Now, with the weather as yucky and cold as it is today, this might be a good chance for you guys to promote the trip that this show is going on in January.
That's right. We're going to Jamaica.
Back to Jamaica. Yeah, it's been a long time since we've been there.
January 19th, we're heading out, and we would encourage you to pay attention to this weather because it's only going to get colder.
Mm-hmm.
So in January, it's going to be a little colder than what it is today.
Yes.
83 yesterday, what, 45 right now?
Yeah, if you extrapolate
like this,
that out, by January, it'll be minus 300.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, so we'll be
that's not counting the wind chills.
We'll be in Jamaica, 80 to 85 the temperature, and we're taking a bunch of listeners with us. We do have a few rooms left. I talked to Julie Wilson.
Not many, though. You got to hurry.
Yeah, she's a Great Southern Travel, and the number over there is 314-432-6020. It's 432-6020.
And you can see all the details, too, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AMandThePM. All the details right there.
Yeah, Great Southern Travel. Julie Wilson is the person to talk to.
And by the way, when Julie puts this trip together, it's one price.
Yes,
that's right. So you get a room, and you get
you don't have to bring another dollar with you because it's all inclusive.
It's an all inclusive resort, so everything's taken care of there. And I've been in Jamaica in January, and there's just something about lying on that beach and hearing "Back Home" is 4 degrees.
Oh, yes,
just magnificent.
Beautiful. But it is a decent price. I don't have the price right in front of me right now, but
on
Julie can give you all the details.
Yeah. Go to facebook.com/AMandThePM. 4 o'clock. This is KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Unemployment hit a four-year